The most widely celebrated holiday season of the year is upon us. As Londoners and tourists throng the streets of the capital this week, they might just see this. Images from Palestine and the illegal separation wall built by Israel flashed onto the city's most iconic buildings. This is Marble Arch. Just a stone's throw from here is Oxford Street, where frantic Christmas shoppers are going from store to store. Now, these images serve as a stark reminder that in the land that many revere as the birthplace of Christ and Christmas, all is not well. Among the photos being projected is one of thousands of Palestinian workers who queue daily in narrow metal corridors along the wall to work in Israel for meager salaries. Others include Christmas greetings from children in Bethlehem.
The picture's from a book I just published called Against the Wall, The Art of Resistance in Palestine. And it's a book that looks at the impact of Israel's illegal separation wall on the lives of communities throughout the West Bank.
I met Will first in Cambridge at the production of his book, of these images, and I was really taken by what strong images they were. We really wanted to show them in London. He's been working in Palestine recently, and we wanted to bring Bethlehem to London.
Armed with a small pickup truck, a generator and a projector, William and Beverly will spend the rest of this week before Christmas in an attempt to so-called hijack iconic spaces. It's unclear if what they're doing is legal, and they have been asked to move on several occasions.
We just wanted to try and bring to the British public's attention the fact that back in Bethlehem, where Christ was born and where all this stems from, the people are being hammered by the wall and by the occupation, and then it's having a devastating impact on their lives. And we just want to try to shake people a little bit from their shopping to say, look, this is the reality back there. Our governments are complicit in this, and we ought to do something about this. We should be ashamed that Bethlehem is in the state it is today.
This project can only be executed after dark, when temperatures also plummet and footfall around the city is reduced. William hopes to circulate the images online around the world, so those not in London can also bear witness to Bethlehem's grim reality. Farina Alam, Press TV, London.